Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 558 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, occasionally when she went to work. He said nothing as to having seen the girl on Saturday and coming in on the car with her. I directed my questions to both the children, cross-examination. I was not seeking evidence for the defendant. There was no defendant at that time. This was on Sunday, the day the body was found. I have been working under the direction of Mr. Olefine. City editor Dot Olefine visited Frank in jail. At that time, Mr. Frank had not been mentioned in connection with the case at all. At the time of the interview with the little girl and the little boy, they were both in the room with their father. Their father took me out, V there, W.D. Worth, sworn for the defendant. I am a Pinkerton detective. I worked for 15 days on the Frank case. For 3 days, I took statements from the factory employees, and on May 15th, I made a thorough search of the ground floor. I found near the front door on the ground floor stains that might or might not have been blood. All the radiators in the factory had trash, dirt, and rubbish behind them. Behind one of the radiators near the Clark Woodware place where the partition is, I found much trash behind the trap door, up against the partition, and on top of the radiator were pipes and about 8 or 9 lengths of that rope that they tie the pencils with. One length, the only one that came loose, was pulled straight away from the radiator. I saw signs of it having been recently with a sharp knife. Among the trash, I found papers there dated February 1911. That rubbish had been there some time because the rest of the floor around there was clean. About 6 or 8 inches from the left side of the radiator, there was a small pile of dirt and sweepings. When I took Mr. Whitfield, another Pinkerton detective, back there to show him the spots I had found, we looked behind the radiator, and as I was sticking my hand around the dust and dirt, I discovered a pay envelope, Defendant's Exhibit 47. It was covered with granulated dust. I opened it and looked at it and saw the number 186 there, and the first initial of the name in W and a P. I handed it